wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
This is Parker Pathways. Wake up, everybody. This is Parker Pathways, December 2nd, 2007, and we're working on a continuation of the concept of the controls of employers. Having control over the health monitoring system, and this is what this is what I've been talking about for a year and a half. The concept of having a constitutional amendment for what we vote goes in our food and water, and medical protocols, and this is what I'm talking about. Now, the concept of where this started in terms of being able to develop a psychology within people's brain cells and lifestyle jumps over into what's called religious comp time. This is where government employees have been awarded for some time under the Title IV, the Federal Employees Flexible and Compressed Work Schedule Act of 1978. Now, 1978, in terms of this act, was in Title IV of this Employees Flexible and Compressed Work Schedule Act, made it clear that what we have in terms of our health system was religious. And people within the government could collect compensation for any unused religious compensation time, and then when they retired, they get money that's accumulated over a period of time of the compensation they didn't take for religious reasons. Now, this has been going on all this time since 1970, but it's been integrated now into the healthcare system. This is why I cringe at the insult to the intelligence by presidential candidates across the board. Not even a beginning to tell the public. I mean, if I could take chapter 14 and 17 from the Agenda 21, I hold it in front of me, I can read the words that they're saying on their platforms when they're talking to reporters and the rest of it. It's right out of the book. They got it memorized. And the whole process of this is this was a unanimous decision of the Supreme Court in a 2005 case called Cutter versus Wilkinson. And the whole point was that all of the government, according to the Supreme Court, en banc, unanimously said that the government may accommodate religious practices without violating the Establishment Clause. When we come back from our break, we're going to cover this little point about Religious Land Use and Institutional Persons Act of 2000 and how it affects your health care.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Gwen Parker, and it's December 2nd, 2007. And I want to finish up on this idea of religious comp time, where you're paid for taking religious breaks in the Federal Employees Flexible and Compressed Work Schedule Act of 1978, which is now being used as a way of attaching itself to the different religious groups that are interceding into the American culture. This is the Cutter versus Wilkinson case, and the idea of the Supreme Court saying that the Section 3 of the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000 does not offend the Establishment Clause when it sought to provide accommodation for the religious practices of prison and inmates. And that was the case of Cutter versus Wilkinson. That was a case that brought up this first time in 1978, attached to the year 2005 in the Supreme Court decision, that it was okay to tie in health and religion. So in other words, we have now a system that's coming up in the next go-around of what is defined as an acceptable religious practice in terms of, let's say, Islamic beliefs and obesity, tying them together. This is the battle line. It's right out of the textbooks of and the ancient writings of Herocrates, Nostradamus. It's word for word in those projections of which you wanted to believe somebody that had predilection for intuitive forecasting. The whole point is that this is part of the battle plan that comes up from Pakistan in their discussions concerning the acceptance of if you're not healthy enough, you cannot live. And that's one of the things that's coming up in the next 2 years in these battle plans of what's called Islamic extremism Very, not quite as close, but like the teacher who is, you know, they're suggesting they should be executed because she wanted to name a bear after Muhammad, which was the class decided that that was named after somebody in her class. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, in Khartoum, they quote the world court in being able to sanctify the death of this teacher based upon it. Now, you don't think that that may have a connection with Cutter versus Wilkinson in the 2005 case concerning the idea of religious comp time for federal employees in the United States government, but it does. And I could do two shows alone on this one point that violates the First Amendment of the United States Constitution on health and religion. Do we have a caller from Tennessee? John from Tennessee. John, are you there?
Yes, doctor.
Oh, yes. Good. Thanks for calling the show, John.
Oh, you're welcome. I love listening to your show. It is really fascinating.
Thank you.
Back in 85, I worked for a major hotel corporation in Chicago, and they started introducing that wellness crap there. Well, one of the employees I worked with, she used to have really severe menstrual cramps. And when that would happen, she would smoke marijuana for pain relief from the cramps.
Yeah, that's legitimate, yeah.
Exactly. And they did a blood draw on pick-and-choose employees and said, well, we're only going to test for cholesterol. They said, well, we can fire you here because we found marijuana in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
She came back on him and said, no, you're not, because the only consent form I signed was to test for my cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she sued him and won.
Yeah, she could win that. That's absolutely right. Remember the show I
and
did last year?
And then what they were going to try to do was, when they were talking to me, when my questionnaire came up, was, this is, well, you're a security investigator. Do you work with guns at all? Because we consider you a risk to yourself and others. Can you believe that?
That's amazing, yeah.
I told them, I says, you open your mouth any further about my constitutional rights, and I will take you to court, and I will close it.
Yeah, and you would be right. Do you see how they're integrating this under the United Nations now? I've exposed this in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, I do.
And this is serious business, John. This is big time serious business, and it's control of exactly what we eat and drink, and then they test for you at the other end. That's what I call it, medical protocols. And being able to determine who can make a living and who can't, who can take the drugs and who can't, and who can be saved in the next bioterrorist war and who can't. You know, this is real. This is real.
This is just ridiculous. And here's the thing, what kind of threw my bells and whistles going off. I'm white. The girl that they tested, she was Puerto Rican.
Oh, my.
And I'm thinking right away, you know, wait a minute. Did they do this, one, because of a random thing, or are they just doing this to, you know, minorities?
Yeah.
And now companies are trying to have it where that if you go for these, you know, blood screen tests for, like, job applications, now instead of urine, they want your hair follicles.
That's right, because exactly right, John.
You're not getting mine.
Yeah. You know what that is, too, on the hair follicle is DNA.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what they're after is under the I'm going to use, for an example, the Hillary plan, because she started this when she was the wife of the president of the United States. The whole thing is that they've expanded this idea on universal health care to be, let's say you do not have health care under any kind of plan, or let's say you go to the Department of Motor Vehicles to get your license, you now have to sign up for the health care plan. You also have to give up a strand of your hair.
Can't give it up nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm seriously thinking about this in 08 when my license expires and they go to that stupid new national ID card, I just may be riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. No, and there's no joke about this. And they want the hair. Another reason they want the hair, not only is it the DNA for real, you can't do the total chromosome map from the hair, but you can identify the DNA that is custom to you. In other words, you may have, there are four amino acids that make up the whole over 17 billion genes that make up the whole DNA strand for you. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that that is an identifier put into the chip, which is what the Russians are objecting to in these doomsday clans and towns that they've started, you know, to walk away from the world, you know?
Right.
And because they don't want that chip in their passport. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that, and they have it in their passport now. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, in this country, they want to use it in the workplace and use the employer to control this system.
Exactly.
And I object so strenuously, because what happens? What happens if you get, in a few minutes, I'm going to be talking about the healthcare on the system of the effect on the human body from chlorine and chloramine. How is it that it's okay for you to drink the water from the fountain and the company on the company floor, and also drink a coffee that's been made with contaminated water, but it's not all right to be able to justify the fact that you gained a few pounds to your physician and have it reported to the employer? You see?
Yeah, this is just, this is where you really need the ACL useless to become useful.
Oh, well, the ACLU, the ACLU cherry picks their cases.
They sure
and,
do.
You know what I mean? And during the days of the riots and the ethnic race discrimination systems, where you did need a discrimination act just to be able to survive from day to day, but the whole process comes down to the ACLU has a global agenda. It's no longer a national agenda, or the fact it's taking up the rights of someone, you know? I mean, and that's the truth of it. And another thing, the ACLU is you're right. There should be, I think we'll take your comment even further. You know what should really happen, John, I think, is the fact that we should have a new type of ACLU. In other words, that's why I keep talking about the grand jury of science and technology.
And that fits in with this like a hand in a glove, Doctor.
You know, because the whole thing comes down to the fact that we don't have a legal arm in this country to judge legally, to put forth into the judge system any kind of decision that was harmful. I mean, and now I'm thinking seriously on one of the legal frameworks on the grand jury of science and technology to include the employers. I'm thinking seriously about it.
It has to include them.
You know, because they're going to control our lives. And guess who makes, you know, it's going to come down to this, John. I'm projecting on the thing, but technology forecasting is used by the Defense Department, I'm using in this statement. It's going to come down to the people who can actually make money. In other words, if the employer goes with the government, then it's going to be implemented. Then they get the money.
This is all this eugenic stuff coming to light now.
Yeah.
This is exactly what this stuff is.
Yeah, it's absolutely mind-boggling. And another thing, how is it that a person is supposed to compete in the workforce, stay healthy, and still have to determine their health status as a justification for health insurance when the health insurance is governed by group decisions? In other words, if the way it sets up now, you have doctors who are making their own hospital systems so they can in-run all this.
Yeah.
So now you're confronted with an antitrust problem.
And this is just nothing more than a pre-set-up and predetermined catch-22 with this whole thing,
yeah,
where the middle-class or below-middle-class person is just going to turn out to be a government slave.
That's pretty close to what I think is the story. Listen, John, thank you for calling the show.
Doctor, it was my pleasure. You have a great day.
You too, sir.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's December 2nd, 2007. Analysis of, we're going to kind of jump back to some, very dubious subject concerning the reigning in the Iraqi war. There's a an article that appeared in Insight magazine. It was in April 25th, 2004, and it was talking about pesticides and that these were key elements in the chemical agent arena. And they had in Iraq, they had an organic phosphate, which is the beginning product for a nerve gas agent. And that was part of the WMDs that were found. I know it's a big argument in the country if they found them or not, you know, thing, but that in itself is a screen cover for other issues, which I can't discuss on this particular show. But on another show, I may do it. But the whole thing is that the process of the organic phosphates are based upon the chemistry of combining it with something. In other words, the new chloramine plants that are being built in Iraq cover all close to 10 acres. The whole thing is, this is under the Halliburton contracts, and their whole concept there is to be able to convert water from various forms of small seas that are around the country and work it through. It's all the advanced engineering and the rest of it with it. But the fact of our water supply and our food supply being involved in the present concept of being able to control the food supply is very much part of the United States government's plan. And how they're doing this is in running Thinking in America by putting this on a national scale. In other words, the United Nations has come up with this, not only the SIP of conflict mind exhibit to educate children on the drinking of water from a toilet and how the mind works, but they've adopted a plan which is called Water for the People. And what they've done, they're going to target various countries to promote the various plans that were similar to Iraq. And I won't go into a lot of details, but the countries are Ecuador, Nicaragua, Rwanda, Uganda, Dominican Republic. These plans are strategically going to be doing in collaboration with the countries of Bolivia, Guatemala, Honduras, India, and Mali. And they're going to develop what's called the research concept, the new what they call sustainable water program, which is all these chemical studies that they plan to promote. And I think that's as far as I'm going to go with that piece of information for the moment. I have a whole show lined up to discuss this Water for the People. And Water for the People, of course, comes out of its Denver office in Denver, Colorado. But the whole thing, the Ecuadorian Nicaraguan project, is totally connected with one of the countries which is not on that list, and that's Venezuela. So the voting today on who runs Venezuela, if the present person in there is to be a president or, quote, dictator for life, it is the oil issue with the countries, but it takes water to draw out the oil. And so this is one of the problems in Colorado. It's one of the problems in other states and the rest of it. So the whole thing, what you have here is an alliance as to how the water system chemistry will be controlled to get into the hands of what are called the dictatorial countries. It's all based on this Venezuelan vote, which is, as I understand it, as of this show, is a very close vote if the present person in there is involved in continuing with their presidency as a dictatorship. And of course I wanted to discuss the cancer processes that are involved with chlorine and the rest of it that goes into this. I'm very partial to the country of Australia and the Australian listeners there. They have, I was going to do this later in the hour, but I'm going to do it now. They have a drought, but they also have a poisonous chlorine problem. And when we come back from the other end of the break, I'll make a few comments about that. Call in is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, it's December 2nd, 2007. And I wanted to make a comment about our listeners in Australia. I am going to make a point to bring out a lot of aspects of the Queensland Water Authority and their amount of money that they're spending on recycled water systems and desalination plants. The oil and gas are really the mainstays of these areas, and the water pipelines are critical to the world's future in terms of how we pump oil and how we develop it. But the concept of doing the recycled water system, where they're talking about being able to place for the seven levels of recyclability of the water and putting in the aquifer and doing the whole thing I challenge that engineering on every count, on every count. If I have to make a report to the United Nations of this scandal, I will. And the whole thing, I'm going to defend the country of Australia to the hilt. These are they have the Pipeline and Offshore Contractors Association in Australia, and the concept, I'm not going to go against them, and the concept, I'm going to try to support them and change their thinking and where it is, because that is a platform by which the United Nations wishes to put forth a recycled water system in the American system, which they're doing and trying. And I've already told you on this show, which areas that they've already tried and are still working on recycled water on the testing of humans. And most humans don't know the health symptoms as a result of the death and destruction to human beings that are the result of this activity. I mean, people get rashes, or they have failures of the intestine, or they have failures of their heart. They die early today. There are photographs of people who have that die on trampolines and gyms with a water bottle sitting on their treadmill. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that, you know, if they were hydrating, quote, enough, because that's a fancy word for being thirsty. But the whole process is the fact that if you have water that has what is the chloramine and the chloral dioxide concept, and you have the trihalomethanes and the processing on reverse osmosis, which is not doing the correct job, reverse osmosis is nothing more than an engineering physics of what your kidneys do. And I can remember doing a whole Parker pathway concerning the concept of the glomerular filtration rate, which I advise you to have requested in your blood drawing in a clinical laboratory. You want to know what your filtration rate of your kidney is on the percentage basis, because that's what is affecting indirectly your heart, which is in turn affecting your blood pressure, which is in turn affecting your progesterone level or estrogen level if you're a lady. And the thing comes down to the fact that we get into the drug cycles again, and there we go. We have the whole process that sits in place. You can control this from a distance. You control this by chips in the pipes. You can control this by the amount of water that's processed. You can do any one of these things to have it work out. But do not buy the argument that desalination plants are getting their water from the groundwater. This is the biggest lie that's being perpetuated by water districts in America, and the concept of doing that in Australia is a sin. That drought down there is, you know, some people say, well, that's it's the worst drought maybe in 30 years. I've talked with people who say it's 100 years. But anyway, you look at it, this is a drought. And the concept of the toilet maker people want to have a full flush, half flush. They want to work it through thinking that that's going to take care of it. No, what's going to take care of it is an understanding of how to deal with the engineering that needs to be placed in the state-of-the-art concept to be controlled and invented and worked out. And there's a lot more I can say about this, but I have to get to the process of the end game of what happens in terms of the human body, and I'm going to expose some of the studies that have been done with this. There was a study by a researcher, Griffith, in 1989. Now, this is a result of placing chlorine in the water with the chlorine dioxide without the ammonia and some with the ammonia. So this occurred in 1989. This was an age-related cancer mortality study. This is occurring and is a hazardous waste that is found by the United States Public Services and the EPA at that time in 1989. And this whites only were studied. And this is for 339 United States of America counties and all the hazardous waste sites compared to other 2,726 counties that had hazardous waste sites. So all this is, so you have a total here of close to 2,000 sites studied with human population, unknown to the human population. This is groundwater, and the results of these studies from 1989 up to 1989 as well, there's an increased odds ratio for lung, bladder, stomach, and large intestine and rectum cancer in men and women. There's esophagus and prostate cancer in men and breast cancer in women. The regional subset analysis showed no clear overall pattern. In other words, I can understand that because there's a gender cancer disease system in this in chlorinated water and in chlorine water. Men get more bladder cancer than females, and females get more bone cancer than males. The other study from 1986, up to 1986 now, because you have an adjusted cancer mortality study that was done in the addition of chloroform. This study was transferred from Scotland to the United States of America. And this is upland water studies where you come out of the mountains, and there's an increase in female stomach cancer and intestinal cancer across the board. Weigel, in 1986, did an age standard mortality rate for all the cities placed on the unusual residence. These are rural areas and death certificate analysis from 1973 and 1979. For cities that have population of 10,000 people or more, and this in the United States, the water source that they were drinking was surface and groundwater, and the cancers of the large intestines were 90% higher in all cases, and rectum cancers in males only and not in females. Marensfeld, 1986, this is another government study, this is the one where I quoted when I first went out the door and analyzed this peer review system. This is a cervical cancer, an increase for ladies, and then of course the increased stomach and liver and large bowel cancers. This study was done in St. Louis, they added increased chlorination to test this in 1955 in the Missouri River water, and that's because that's a common drinking water site. From the Missouri area. A lot of studies have been done since then. I've quoted many of them on Parker Pathway shows, but these are foundation studies. Now, all of these are psychologically told to the public. There isn't a problem. One is Morin, Dr. Morin in 1985, an exquisite study which had showed increased total cancer mortality with the proportion of the surface water use on the recycled water that they started in 1985. And this was water that they had been studying since 1950, and it's totally outrageous that no registry was started after 1950 up to 1980. And so, a researcher by the name of Icason, ISAACSON, in 1985, developed a registry. And the registry, of course, in cases started to keep track of the rectal cancers from the dichloroethylene. Now, the dichloroethane is what I've been talking about at the beginning of the show, combined with the MTBE, which is already in the aquifer from the gas additive, which is totally cancerous and caused in thousands of water wells closed in this country. You add that ethane to the ethylene, you now have what is called the dichloroethane levels, and that was in 1985. It was known that male colon rectal cancers were increased regardless of the amount of chlorine that was in the water as a result of this one product. So you have they based this all on the cancer incidence rates by the municipality addresses. So this is when they started to control water. So, in municipalities. So that's what they were trying to do. They started that address control water system. And then Beresfeld, in 1983, a very good research piece of work that was done in London, England. And this was a proportion of reusable water associated with stomach and urinary and bladder cancer. And this was one of the first studies that was really forced into both sexes. Had an unadjusted analysis after adjustment of what is called covariate. Covariate statistics means that you're crossing over bell curves, in other words, crossing over two parts of your statistics to make your hypothesis valid or not on a yes or no basis. And this was the idea that the proportion of river water or reusable water mixed with well water before distribution in London, England, in 1983, was classified as completely cancerous. That study has been buried so far, and you can't even believe it. That's a real good study. And then you have the researcher, Dr. Bean, in 1982, who developed a cancer registration for water sources and from various towns and tried to develop a way to see if a town as a group was affected in a different way. But females, again, came out as the major population of cancers, almost similar to these are bone cancers. And, of course, the same result, rectal cancers increased for males. And of course, the answer of the cancer rates decreased with the increasing well depths. In other words, we're talking about a real deep well would go to 300 feet. But this was anything beyond 300 feet, the cancer rates decreased as a result of the reusable and chlorinated water. This is Dr. Bean in 1982. We have the very famous work, which I've quoted many, many times, is Dr. Kanner from 1978. These are adjusted cancer mortality rates, and these are bladder cancer in females are increased, and also male bone cancers. And this is, of course, these studies were done in Pennsylvania, and this measures also the trimethanes and the chloramine and the chloroforms. Very sophisticated work, and it unequivocally shows that in any reusable water system mixed with the well water systems are going to cause cancer at a 65% rate no matter what you do. Dr. Hogan in 1979 is another study. This is where you have the organic contaminant levels in the finished drinking water. This is the study that was used by Saddam Hussein for the weapons of mass destruction. This was based on the organic phosphate levels to be combined to have the nerve gas transmitted in another way, and these were to be put on bombs and then dropped. These are large intestine rectal cancer systems. There were 12 cities in the United States and 156 counties that were studied in 1979. And it's a very sophisticated piece of work. And the real cumulative piece of work is for all counties which have an increase of 50% of the population that have been served by water sources tested by the EPA surveys. Was the exact study that was on the disc from Saddam Hussein's in Arabic on the concepts of how to use the water as a poisonous WMD. And in fact, that was used for some time in terms of, you know, how to implement things. So you have, in terms of how to put forth the concept of how the new biodefense industry responds to all of these things, you have companies that like Elus, E-L-U-S-Y-S Therapeutics, and they've worked on these biodefense projects with the water since the year 2000, and they're working on infectious disease development programs. They're on the market, and it would be interesting. I can't give you advice on investment, but I don't want to do that anyway. But I do know about investment and which way they're going, and the intellectual property I've analyzed from them show that they're putting forth a lot of work on anthium as a trademark as an anthrax antitoxin, and the other aspect of Advanced Life Sciences are developing cephalomycin in the treatments of other bioagents and developing new kinds of compounds, cathelmycin for respiratory tract infections, which are directly related to some of the concepts of the water contamination and bioterrorism. Chimerix, which is a company which is used to develop, they're drawing broad-spectrum pseudophor. They're mimicking wealthy. They want to keep the kidney toxicity in a separate way from the new smallpox vaccines that are being developed and already been developed for bioterrorism. GeoFar is working with the U.S. Army. They're developing these countermeasures against two subtypes of Ebola. Now, Ebola, has been talked about a lot. There's a lot of work been done on that. It's killed a lot of people in the world. But there are three subtypes of the Marburg virus, which are separate from Ebola. And a lot of these tests are being done on this company. I look for their hepatitis C, of course, is in the water in terms of when it's on the food. That's already mutated to another hepatitis that I'm not even supposed to talk about. And, of course, Chimerix is one of the companies that are developing a broad-spectrum cytophore against this mutated hepatitis C. So, and then of course you have PharmAnthek. Now, PharAthene. Now, PharmAnthek is developing a biodefense system, bar none. And they were working on this before 9/11 when they first heard about bioterrorism. And that was in the year 2001. So we'll come back to the end of the Parker Pathway Show with a few suggestions and other comments to finish up the hour.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and December 2nd, 2007. One of the advances that have been made concerning stem cell research, having stem cells manifested in various culture designs from skin, and then cloning these stem cells to be reproduced in terms of various organs, I think has high research potential, and I think the people that are involved in discovering this, one's in Japan and one is in an American researcher, I think down the road, way down the road, they'll probably get the Nobel Prize for Science. And in the process of this, connected to this, is the fact that, remember I keep talking about the gene signals that are changed as a result of the contamination of the water and the food. Now, these are called silenced genes, and they have already been isolated. They're 200, they're called switched-off genetic markup genes, and they're the ones that are triggered. In other words, you have one, let's say that you inherited from one of your parents one gene but didn't inherit the other one, and of course, there's no backup. If the one copy from the one parent goes bad, and so this makes you vulnerable to disease. Well, you have something that will trigger that, and that's where I keep talking about that these imprinted genes can account for about 1% of the human genome before it's over with, in terms of being found. And once the gene signal changes, and then the stem cells that are changed, and this is what I keep coming back to every show. I keep talking about the gene itself, which diseases are involved with the contamination of the food and water and other aspects of this, how we treat ourselves health-wise. The reason that we have to deal with this on these silenced genes that weaken these defenses against disease and the stem cell advance that was made in terms of discovering it from skin, how stem cells could be cloned, is the fact that we as human beings on the planet, our immune system is being depleted, and we do not. Yeah, go ahead. And the whole process of this is, if we have an immune system that's not strong enough, I can hear it. Yes.
Okay.
We have the silent genes that weaken defenses against these against disease, and if we don't have a chance to survive on the earth to be able to continue with the way of procreation. So that's the whole point. That's the whole business of trying to recreate a way to solve it in terms of having. Not only just a question of working it out to be developing foods and processes to make it work, but the whole process is the idea of determine what the health awareness level is going to be in terms of being able to make the correct prediction in terms of how we're going to govern health and work it through. So that's the reason that we have to develop these concepts of what's called, I call the silenced genes.